Inside Hogwarts, a Harry Potter podcast made by kids for kids.
I'm Daisy.
And I'm Val.
And today we're talking about chapter 11 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the Sorting Hat's new song.
I want to hear his new song.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in what feels like ages, even though it probably hasn't actually been that long. But yeah, so we're back. We're officially back from Utah. Overall, Vaughn, did you like Utah as a state?
As a state.
Part of the U.S.?
Utah should be eliminated.
I was going to say
It's almost as terrible as I imagine Iowa to be.
Okay, like, you know what? I want, wait, what's it called? Do they secede?
Imagine being
secession is?
Secession.
Yeah, I think that Utah should secede from the United States of America.
And then get conquered and replaced
by Russia.
No. No, and they get conquered by a new state. We should name the new state.
Just better than Utah. Mutah.
Bella.
Newtah.
It should be called Second California.
No, it should just be called Newtah.
Newtah? No, it should be called Second California.
New California.
New California.
Because that's what all the good ones do. They just go new and then whatever they're...
You gotta have an unhateable California.
An unhateable? Oh, okay. Okay. Because no one hates, you know, Utah. Except for the people who have been there.
If you've everybody been to that Utah, doesn't live in California hates California.
Because, like, in my mind, Utah was, like, this green place, right? We were going to go to Salt Lake City, and it was going to be
just
so,
like,
green everywhere.
And then just everywhere else is just barren.
Including
desert
Salt Lake City.
It was isolated. It didn't seem as big as it should have been.
It was so hot, Vaughn. It was, like, dry, but also humid, but also really hot. And also, it was a desert. It was very... not that pretty desert. I mean, I guess it was prettier than what you would find in California, but it was still just.
You gotta at least try to have pretty desert Utah.
Exactly.
Come on, Mother Nature.
They should just go in and, like, redo their deserts.
Just nuke Utah. Like, we can create a whole new radioactive-based ecosystem. It'd create a lot of genetic desert diversity. It'd be much more beautiful than it is today.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Like, my former plan was we should just nuke Los Angeles, because after going there, I mean, honestly, if you guys don't live in California or, like, have never been to Los Angeles, you're not missing anything. That's all I have to say to you. You're not missing anything by not living near LA. The only thing you're missing is, I guess, potentially Universal Studios, which is pretty cool, but other than that, you're not missing anything, because LA sucks, and it's disgusting, and I don't like it. Okay, so I keep dropping my chapstick, so that I have to grab that real quick.
Daisy.
Okay, so first sentence of the... Oh, wait, really quickly, I want to include that the Sorting Hat song was in this chapter, and it was, like, 3 pages long.
We could have sung it.
We could have... Oh, my gosh.
X is equal to negative.
No.
X squared minus 4 is all over 2a.
If you guys were in... math this year, and you go, that song's giving me PTSD.
We don't know how old the people listening are.
No, we don't. So if you guys have heard the
Barbershop Quartet quadratic formula song,
horrible PTSD. Yeah, that's pretty bad. But yeah, we could have sung the Sorting Hat song. I mean, we still can if you really want.
You didn't write it down?
No, but I can pull the PDF up really quickly. Oh yeah. I know that you would have wanted to sing that. Vaughn is pretending to be dead right now.
It hurts. No, I'm still getting shot.
With the wounds of my words.
The wounds of not being able to sing.
I mean, I can still get it. Okay, first sentence of this chapter is, Harry did not want to tell the others that he and Luna were having the same hallucination, if that was what it was. So he said nothing about the horses as he sat down inside the carriage and slammed the door behind him. He doesn't really seem that confused about the horses.
He should be a little confused. Like, I would Ron touch him. Like, other people touch the horses. I would touch the horse. I would try to ride it. Why not?
It's hard to get on. Well, like, how would he board a horse that's not wearing a saddle with no previous experience of getting on a horse with that's
not on a saddle?
He was
not a hippogriff.
But the hippogriff kneeled down.
Oh, that...
It makes a difference. It's hard to get out.
Harry is taller now. He's a victim.
Harry's way taller, okay? It's been 2 years since he got on Hippogriff, so. I mean, I don't think that Harry's that tall in general. Like, he's probably just mid.
Mid-tier?
I guess mid-tier on the height scale, yeah, probably. Nowhere near as tall as Ron is. Ginny asked if everyone had seen Grubbly Plank and if Hagrid had left. Luna said that she would be glad if he had left because he isn't a very good teacher. Which is just aggressive. I mean, honestly, that's like, I don't really like telling people, I don't know.
Hagrid isn't a good teacher, but he's just beloved. He's just
he's a nice guy.
Because you're a good guy, but we gotta sack you, Hagrid. You were a terrible teacher.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Absolutely garbage at your job. You didn't even do what
How
you were supposed to.
How awkward would it be if Dumbledore had to fire him? Then he's like, you can still stay on as gamekeeper. I don't want your services longer.
He just goes and cries in his room. The rest of his time.
He would never, he would probably just quit Hogwarts altogether if he couldn't be the Care of Magical Creatures teacher. Harry, Ron, and Ginny immediately said that he was a good teacher, while Hermione only said it after Harry glared at her. When their carriage passed the school grounds, Harry couldn't see Hagrid's hut. The grounds were in complete darkness. The carriages stopped outside of the castle, the stairs leading to Hogwarts Castle, and they all got out. They walked into the entrance hall to the Great Hall. Harry noticed people whispering as he passed them, but he pretended not to notice. Luna left to sit with the Ravenclaws, and Ginny sat with some fourth years.
Imagine being famous. It'd be terrible.
At Hogwarts, it would suck. I mean, at any high school, it would suck.
Imagine being, like, a teenager and you're famous.
It's definitely worse at probably, like, smaller schools. Well, like, imagine being to the same I'm trying to think of young actors who are really famous. Imagine Timothée Chalamet was just a teenager still, because now he's an adult.
Yeah, and, like, you'd be also be teased by people going to your school from, like, if, like, say you were in films, you'd be teased with, like, moments from films where you had to do something weird.
I don't think that people would tease you as much as if you were in movies, but, like, obviously if you're a TikTok star or, like, an influencer on Instagram.
You'd get bullied.
You would be bullied. You would be straight bullied. Like, these people would be harassing
you'd
you
get
nonstop.
Super you'd get stans and bullies.
But imagine if you were, like, Tom Holland, and you are in the Spider-Man movies. These people are worshiping the ground you are walking on. Like that girl who's in Miss Marvel, people are probably, I mean, like,
bullying
yeah, sure.
Her.
Okay, maybe.
Because her role isn't good.
Maybe they are bullying her, because that show kind of isn't
it's,
that great.
It's not
but,
good.
But, let's say you're.
Like Loki. They would worship him.
People would worship the ground that man walks on if he were still in high school. And I'm trying to think of a young person in Avengers. Like, the girl who plays the daughter in Endgame. Tony's daughter.
She's probably worshipped.
She, literally the rest of her life.
But when she gets older, she's going to be, everybody's going to say I love you 1,000 to her. Or something.
Oh,
or
they're gonna, well, or they won't know who she is. They won't know that she's that person. And she'll
people who know her.
She'll just get to flex
people
on them.
People who know her.
That's true. I love you 3,000.
Well, like,
that would be kind of cute, though. I don't know. I just think it would be, it just depends. Yeah. Yeah. Harry, Ron, and Hermione and Neville sat halfway down the table near nearly headless Nick, Parvati, and Lavender. So actually, really quickly, I wanted to mention that it's really interesting because it says Ginny sat with some fourth-year friends. It's really interesting to me how there are, like, so many other characters within the series that just aren't mentioned, but they exist as characters. Like, Ginny's, like, I know that there are characters that aren't mentioned, that it's just, like, they're just students, where it says, like, students walking down the hall.
Yes.
But, like, with Ginny's friends, like, she has friends that aren't the Golden or Silver Trios.
Yeah.
And we don't know who they are, but they do exist. Like, I'm really interested to know, like, about those characters.
So we have to, J.K., petition for J.K. Rowling to create a backstory.
Okay, we're going to
how many people were alive in 1990?
Probably, like, a few, like, a lot of millions, hundreds of millions.
No, like, how many billion? Like, okay, for all 3 billion people alive during that time.
How many world population 1990? We got 5.28 billion.
Campaign for
and it's
JK
only going up, baby.
Campaign for J.K. Rowling to name every single character alive in 1990.
Yeah. I think she should do that. Isn't it interesting how in 1960 there were only 3 billion people alive? And in 2020 there's like almost 8 billion people alive. That's just wild. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's wartime, huh? But this was the baby boom. So this isn't the podcast where we talk about World War II, though, is it?
Is it? No.
It would be a very interesting podcast to have, though. But no, we're not talking about World War II. So Harry pointed out that Hagrid was missing from the head table. Hermione asked if he thought Hagrid had been hurt, and Harry said no. Harry whispered so that only Ron and Hermione could hear him and said that maybe Hagrid wasn't back from his summer mission that Dumbledore had given him yet. Hermione pointed to a woman at the head table and asked who it was. She had short, curly brown hair, and she was wearing a pink headband. Oh my gosh, this woman.
The biggest villain in Harry Potter arises.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay. We have a great Dolores Umbridge analysis coming up because there's so much backstory to her on Wizarding World that I don't think you would know.
As a child, she tortured crickets. I'm going to create a backstory for her right now.
Okay.
As a child, she tortured crickets. When she was a teenager, she went through a goth phase. But she never really got out of it until she was 25.
Okay.
Then... She went through this like extreme cutesy phase, and that's where she is today.
Okay,
but she remained torturing crickets at the time, and she evolved to bigger animals. Like when she was 20, she tortured rabbits.
What about cats?
Now she's moved on to children.
Okay, where do the cats fit in? Like, where does the obsession with cats?
The cats? Oh, the cats would help her torture the rabbit. Oh, that's where she got the cat.
Okay, gotcha. They would catch the rabbits.
They would catch rabbits for her.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, there's a lot of backstory to her on Wizarding World, so we're definitely going to have a good Dolores Umbridge analysis coming up. And I know I keep talking about it, but we are going to talk about AVPM as soon as possible so that we can do the sequel, so we can talk about Dolores in the sequel. Okay. But I really want to have a guest on when we talk about AVPM.
We cannot have an AVPM.
Not necessarily someone from the musical, but someone that we know, like in one of our friends or something that likes Harry Potter, we can have them watch it too. And
they can are we gonna watch it live?
I don't think so. I know that
we should do like live commentary or like post it on a YouTube channel.
I know that there's this one big Harry Potter podcast where what they'll do is they'll record themselves reacting to the movies, and then they'll post just the track of them reacting, and then you have to like turn that track on, but also turn the movie on. So that you can listen to both at the same time. Because they don't have the copyright to be able to play the movie too. So I guess we could do like both. Like we could do a shorter format where we just give like a review. But we can also do us reacting to it. So
yeah,
I don't know. If you guys if there's anything specific you guys want, let us know. But yeah, I would really love to have like one of our friends on there to talk about it with us. I think that would be really fun. We just have to figure out what friends we know that like Harry Potter as much as, you know, and would be willing to talk about it in that kind of way. So this woman is wearing a pink cardigan over her robes. When she slightly turned her face to take a sip from her goblet, Harry realized that it was Umbridge from the Ministry. Harry saw Professor Grubbly Plank take Hagrid's usual seat, which meant that the first years had probably arrived from their journey across the lake. They watched as the first years filed into the hall behind Professor McGonagall. They lined up in front of the staff table where the stole and the hat were. So the Sorting Hat burst into song. I was almost going to read the entire song, but it's like 3 pages long. So I'm just going to read the warning part of the song. Because the Sorting Hat gives like a bunch of a history about the founders, but then it starts warning the students. And I'm going to read that part. And it says, "And now the Sorting Hat is here, and you all know the score. I sort you into houses because that is what I'm for. But this year I'll go further. Listen closely to my song. Though condemned I am to split you, still I worry that it's wrong. Though I must fulfill my duty, and I must quarter every year, still I wonder whether sorting may or may not end." May not bring the end I fear. "Oh, know the perils, read the signs, the warning history shows. For our Hogwarts is in danger from external deadly foes. And we must unite inside her, or we'll crumble from within. I have told you, I have warned you, let the sorting now begin."
Oh, also, here at Hogwarts, you may die.
Also that. So yeah, I kind of butchered that a little bit. But basically, the hat is saying, I know that I have to split you guys up, And I'm going to split you guys up, but know that the only way that Hogwarts is going to survive is if you guys still stand together and try not to let there be too much conflict, even though you guys have to be in separate houses. The hall burst into applause. Harry could not remember the Hat ever giving advice before. Hermione asked Nick if it had, and Nick said that the Hat did give warnings whenever it felt compelled to do so. After the sorting, Dumbledore stood, and Harry felt soothed to see him, despite his previously bitter feelings towards Dumbledore. Here's my question, Vaughn. How does the Sorting Hat know?
Know what?
About warnings and all of that. Like, how does the Sorting Hat know that it needs to give a warning?
Because it's magic.
Oh, wait. You know what? Nicholas Flamel said something about... Not Nicholas Flamel. Nearly Headless Nick says to Ron and Hermione and Harry that the Sorting Hat lives in Dumbledore's office, so it probably picks stuff up there, like information about, you know. So I just realized that. Dumbledore told everyone to tuck in, and the food appeared. Ron began eating with almost indecent enthusiasm. I don't know.
Wait, what if you didn't tuck in? What if you put your hands on the table when they apparated the food?
What if you put your hand, like, on the plate? Would the food appear around your hand?
Were there plates on the table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure what happens
would
is,
the
like,
food appear in
like
your
in
hand?
The movies, the plates are just there. And then when he says tuck in, all the food appears on the plates.
Yeah, would your food gain
would
more...
Would your food
would
become...
Food, would your would food your hand be infused food? With your hand and, like, become dense?
I don't know. Would your... Here's the question. Would your hand
would
become food?
Nuclear
would the food go
fusion
around your
occur?
Hand? What's nuclear fusion?
Would your...
Explain.
It's where you fuse protons of an atom, I think. It's like the opposite of fission, where you cut an atom's nucleus in half.
Okay. So it's like literally fusing your hand with the meat. Even that your hand.
You're fusing the atoms. Are you fusing the atoms, or is it like your... Because if we're here assuming... That if it's in the if it's occupying the same space, there's low chance. But say the atom, two atoms were to go on inside of each other, when nuclear fission could occur.
So your hand would become meat?
A nuclear bomb.
So
would a nuclear explosion happen?
Your hand would become mashed potatoes?
No, because...
Well, like, just imagine for a second. You're in the Great Hall.
Because
you have your hands on the plates. You pull your hand out. Your hand is no longer there. You just have a stub.
No.
Is there is mashed potatoes.
No, because you're assuming that it's going to... That the mashed potatoes in your hand are going to occupy the same space, correct? Your hand's matter will not move in any way.
Okay.
For the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
That's not even including down to the atomic level. It's not like your atoms are going to shift over a little to make room for another atom.
Okay.
Which means some of the atoms are going to end up on top of each other, like like occupying the same space. Well, what's going to happen to quantum physics laws? What's going to happen to nuclear fusion? Would nuclear fusion take place? Would there be a nuclear explosion? Everybody in Hogwarts
die? Hogwarts just decimated because this one student didn't even take their hand off the table.
An old Scottish castle has just been blown to smithereens.
Oh my gosh. It seems
that the Americans and Russians have used a nuclear weapon to destroy it.
That was a nuclear testing site. Yeah. Turns out Hogwarts is, used for nuclear testing. After Ron swallowed his food that he was eating with almost indecent enthusiasm, he asked how the Hat could know if the school is in danger.
Wait, how long was our rant?
I feel like it was a few solid minutes. Nick said that, I already said this, but Nick said that the Hat lives in Dumbledore's office, so it may pick it up there. Nick said that it was important for Gryffindor to maintain a good relationship with Slytherin.
Oh, well, it's not happening, is it?
No, it's not. When everyone finished eating, Dumbledore got back to his feet and gave start-of-term notices. He announced that the Forbidden Forest was off-limits and that some of the older students should know that by now. Because they suck. Just kidding. Dumbledore didn't say that. He would never say that.
He said that magic was not permitted in the halls. Professor Grubbly Plank would be filling in for Hagrid, and Umbridge would be the new defense against the dark arts teacher. Dumbledore went on with other announcements. He began talking about Quidditch, but then Umbridge was like, ahem! Ahem! I must speak, but was interrupted by Umbridge, who wanted to make a speech. Umbridge addressed the students and said that their ancient magic must be polished and guarded. She said some traditions would be removed, as dozens of quiet conversations broke out as students refused to listen. And it sounded like her talk was really boring,
yeah,
and nobody really cared. And Hermione had a sour look on her face as she was listening. Hermione said that the ministry was going to interfere at Hogwarts when she finished talking, and then the hall was dismissed. She and Ron left to go find and lead the first years to their common room. Harry received stares and pointing as he walked to his common room and didn't remember the password. Imagine having a ton of little people pointing at you.
A bunch of little first years.
A bunch of tiny adults.
Is that how we're referring to children now?
Children, yes.
Okay.
Small adults. Walked to his common room. He didn't remember the password for the portrait. Neville arrived, gave Harry the password, and they entered.
How does Neville remember the password?
Do you remember that? Have you read this part? Because Neville was like, finally, I'll remember this one because it's Mimus Mimultonia.
Oh, that's the name of the plant. That's so cute. I didn't remember that. That's adorable.
They went to their dorms and found Seamus and Dean Thomas. Neville asked about their summers, and Seamus said that his mom didn't want him to come back to Hogwarts.
Ooh. I thought that was going to go. Seamus said that his mom didn't want him to come home. That's where I thought that was going.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
No.
But then I
no, that's no. Really sad.
Yeah.
He said his mom didn't want him to come back because of Harry and Dumbledore. He asked what happened in the graveyard, and Harry said he could read the prophet and know everything.
Okay.
They began fighting as Harry called Seamus's mother a liar. And
stupid. I forgot. I keep forgetting that we're on book 5 and like this is all going down.
Downhill. Right?
People are not happy with this Harry, Mr. Potter. You know?
Mr. Potter. Seamus said that Harry and Ron were mad and speaking rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Neville backed Harry up and said that he believed Dumbledore. Seamus shut his curtains and went to bed. And, like, the first time Seamus tries to shut his curtains, he shuts it so hard that they all fall off of, like, their hooks. So his, like, point of going, like, shutting himself out from everyone is completely ruined because everybody's there looking at him. And so he fixes them, goes to bed. Harry wondered if anyone else believed him and if anyone believed Dumbledore. They'll know we're right in the end, thought Harry miserably, as Ron got into bed and extinguished the last candle in the dormitory. But he wondered how many attacks like Seamus's he would have to endure before that time came.
And attacks, Seamus's attack wasn't that bad.
Imagine being berated by a first year. The prophet says you're lying.
You're a liar. You're a fifth year, but I'm still going to be upset with you. Okay, now we don't have any movie gifts, so we're just going to move on to our analysis.
I love magic.
Welcome back.
Did you guys hear that?
I don't know. We'll see if they did, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we don't have a Hogsmeade journal for today. So, what we're going to be talking about is, like, some fun Harry Potter-themed activities that you can do to keep you occupied during your summer. Because I know that, especially if you're not going on that many, like, vacations, it can get boring during summer to be at home just, like, all the time doing nothing. I'm doing a chemistry class online, so unfortunately, it's like I have too much to be doing every day, but I hope that these will help you guys if you guys need ideas for fun things to get you, like, excited about Harry Potter again. So the first thing is kind of, we can, like, elaborate a little bit more, but it's a Harry Potter-themed party. So let's just say you're really bored and you want to hang out with your friends. It's
like, I can go throw a Harry Potter party, guys. Who would go to that party?
Fun. It doesn't have to be a party. You can just be like a get together. Like, hey guys, I'm gonna make some Harry Potter.
I don't think any of my friends would want to come to that.
It's okay if your friends don't. That's fine. But I'm saying that if you have friends that like Harry Potter, which hopefully you do, because I think that would. Just
Sorry,
so
I don't
cool.
have friends.
That sucks. Oh my gosh.
It was a joke.
No, I know.
I was making a practical joke.
I know.
You know, well, not really. It was practical. Intention was to be funny.
Yeah, I know. I know. But yeah, I'm just saying that, like, if you, you know, if you have Harry Potter friends, you can do some, maybe we'll just move on. Okay. So then you could do cooking a Harry Potter feast for your family. This is pretty, like, simple. It's not even blatantly Harry Potter.
Yes,
but
go learn how to cook.
Fine. Yeah,
get off your butt. Get off your butt. Carry your weight in this house, you lazy.
You lazy good for nothing.
You lazy good for nothing bottom feeder.
Like, if you guys have cookbooks, get your cookbooks out.
Stop sucking your parents' bank account dry.
Literally, it's not that hard.
Cook their dinners.
Make, like, you know.
Make
like,
butterbeer for the rest of your life. That's what your job is.
Let's be serious for a second. What would you make if you were going to do, like, a big feast for your family? What would be in that feast?
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes.
What we had for gravy. Dinner last night. Yeah.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Okay.
Carrots.
Asparagus.
No, so no asparagus.
Apple cider.
No asparagus. No apple cider.
Butter beer. Because you have to have that one.
No, you can't have
butter beer. Sucks, but it's like, you know.
Butter beer sucks.
Pumpkin pasties for dessert. Pumpkin pie.
No.
What desserts would you have?
Desserts. I would have brownies. And brownies.
Did you like that cake that we had for my birthday?
Mountains and brownies.
Did you like that?
What cake did you get?
You didn't even have it. The Boston cream pie.
Yeah, sorry. I'm lactose intolerant.
Okay, then.
And I can't have gluten.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the next thing that we have is get sorted, which is obviously... If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably been sorted a million times on Pottermore. But if you just need something to occupy your time for, like, 15 minutes, just do the sorting quiz.
You think it's going to take you 15 minutes to do the sorting quiz?
Why are you being so evil about everything that I have written on here?
I don't understand. Why would it take 15 minutes to do
5 minutes.
A sorting quiz?
If you're bored for a solid 5 minutes, you can go on the get sorted. You can go get sorted. And then after you get sorted, you can buy a Hogwarts acceptance letter.
Why?
Because they sell them on Etsy. Just tell them. You know, you just get, like, your name.
Don't buy anything unless it's officially licensed.
That would be so cool. You get it in the, like, the mail. You open it. It's your Hogwarts acceptance letter.
No, don't buy it unless it's officially licensed.
They also
this message was brought to you by J.K. Rowling.
They also have a lot of, like, Harry Potter crafts on the Wizarding World website. So you could, like, make one of those howlers. You could do, they have, like, this cool, okay, so this was one of the ones that I actually considered doing. On the Wizarding World website, around Christmas last year, I think, they published this thing where it's potato wrapping paper. And basically, you use a potato like a stamp. You carve a symbol into the potato.
Uh-huh.
And then you dip it in ink and you stamp it onto, like, just average, like, standard brown wrapping paper.
Potato.
That's
potato.
What you use. Okay. And I think that's very cool. So if you're bored, get some standard brown wrapping paper. Look up the potato peel. Not peel, but just potato wrapping paper stuff. Okay, this next one is the most interesting, I think. And I think we're going to want to look at it for a little while. So the next thing is called Hogwarts is Here. So Hogwarts is Here is a online wizarding school. It's basically online Hogwarts. And you make an account and you make, like, a profile. I have an account. I think I did, like, one lesson because I was just too busy and I could only commit for one day. But yeah, so you make an account, you make a profile, you pick a house, and then you can sign up for these classes. So if you go to, like, astronomy. So let's just say me and Vaughn are going to take astronomy as a first year. It says... Okay, let's see. So you take an introduction. Why don't you read that one?
Astronomy. Muggle and magical. Ever wonder what is beyond this earth? Yes, the night sky may be beautiful, but knowledge of the heavens can also help you become a better witch or wizard. In year one astronomy, you will observe the skies with a magical telescope, learn about our solar system neighbor. Learn about our solar system neighborhoods, and discover how magic reflected
neighbors.
Off... Neighborhoods. And discover how magic reflected off of astronomical objects can affect us all on Earth. Come join us in Astronomy 101. It's an out-of-this-world adventure.
Read that part.
My name is Professor Robert Plum, and I will be your astronomy professor during your time here at Hogwarts. You can read all about me on my profile, which is here. If you have any questions about my, the course or just want to converse with me, feel free to send me an owl. You can also ask questions of my professor assistants, or PAs, who are listed to the Ready the Assignments tab in each lesson.
Yeah, so basically there's 9 lessons in the course. Lesson 1 is Introduction. Lesson 2 is Muggle-Made Tools for Astronomy, Tools for Wizards and Viewing Tips, Introduction to the AME Quotient, AME in depth, How to Find the AME Components, the Sun and the Planets in Our Solar System, Other Celestial Bodies in the Solar System, Big Names in Astronomy. So basically, yeah, so, sorry, I keep saying so basically, but yes, so...
Who made this?
I don't know. It's like a fan thing. But you go through your first year, you take all the classes, And as a first year, they offer astronomy, charms, defense against the dark arts, flying, herbology, history of magic, potions, and transfiguration. So then you work through your way through first year, right? Then you go to second year, third year, fifth year, sixth year, seventh, fourth year. I missed a year in there. And then when you get to your seventh year, there are classes in here that you know, like ancient runes. They offer ancient studies, ancient runes, mythology, charms, and care of magical creatures, which are different in seventh year. Sixth year, they offer alchemy, runes, ancient studies.
I don't think they had enough content to span, one class that could span all of the years.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little bit curious about that. Like, how are they doing charms, for example?
Because they're not doing charms for every year, but...
Yeah, like right here, they have charms for number 3. I don't know. I think it's very interesting. I think that if you have extra time, like they have a Hogwarts library, so people can. So if you want an opportunity to write fan fiction or whatever you want, they have a library where you can publish whatever you want.
Yeah.
And there are textbooks written by the professors. So we have a history of magic, diverse dragonology. Magical drafts and potions. I have no idea who slammed the door just now. Oh my god.
Do we have a Draconomicon?
I have no idea. But we have, there's a lot of stuff on here. I think that it would be very cool. I mean, if you have time, because obviously I don't really have time for this. But I think it looks cool. And then they have the newsroom, so you can apply to be a professor. And you can apply to be a professor's assistant. And you grade people's assignments.
Really?
That they submit. Yeah. So.
That's really cool.
I think so too. So if you're a professor, for example, they want you to.
Teach courses.
They have applications open for an ancient studies professor and for a history of magic professor. And they want you to have finished all of the courses. Or just for that course. So if you're going to apply to teach history of magic, they want you to have gone through all of the history of magic classes.
Oh my lord.
Then we have PA applications, and that's through you can be a PA for Defense Against the Dark Arts, Care of Magical Creatures, Ancient Runes, or Herbology. That's what they're taking right now. Wait, no, Herbology already closed. Those applications closed. But yeah. So is there anything else that we should they have the Great Hall. And you can see how many points each house has and then who the head of house is. Let's look at Hufflepuff. Wait, who's leading with points? Oh, Ravenclaw is the most points right
Ravenclaw.
Now.
Ravenclaw!
And then you can look at different people's profiles. I don't know. I think this is... I just think it's a very cool...
Hogwartle?
Hogwartle.
Oh, it's... No, I want to play a game of Hogwartle. Go to
Hogwartle.
A.
Hogwartle. I've never played Wordle before.
E. Ah. I. Oh. You.
Okay, now what? I've never played Wordle before.
I don't... What is that?
You've never played Wordle before either.
I've never
evidently.
Played Wordle.
And then, let's see. Is there anything else we should look at on the site? I mean, I think it's a very cool site. I think one of my friends played it for a period of time. Like, she was actually, going to try to do stuff.
It's way too long for me to make a commitment.
You don't have to do all of it. Just make your way through first year, if you're bored. Because it seems like a cool, fun thing to do. if you're, like I said, if you're bored, if you like Harry Potter, if you want something to keep you occupied that's, like, learning, but also in a fun kind of way, this is, I feel like, the right thing for you to do. The next thing on my list is read your tea leaves, which we have a whole episode on reading our tea leaves. It went so horribly.
I don't know what happened with mine. I forgot.
I don't remember with me either. I think we did something wrong, but that was just, like, that was a really fun episode. I like doing that. So, yeah, definitely read your tea leaves and listen to our podcast episode while you do that. The next thing is knit a Weasley sweater.
Do not.
Because if it's summer, you have time to learn how to knit.
To your grandma in the old folks home. Please.
Or do that. Or
don't
do that.
Subject me to this.
If you're really bored, learn how to knit a Weasley sweater.
I know. A Weasley's sweater is only good if your mom does it.
Fun.
Because the Mrs. True. Weasley is.
Oh my god. Now I just really want someone to
whip me a
Weasley sweater. I really want someone to knit me a Weasley sweater. That would be really sweet. But yeah. And then, but no, because the Weasleys wear so much knitwear that you could be the ultimate Weasley if you teach yourself how to knit and then just knit yourself all this different stuff. And then for Christmas, you can knit your friends stuff.
You wouldn't be the ultimate Weasley. You'd be the ultimate Mrs. Weasley.
Perfect. That's perfect.
I
kind of want to learn how to knit
my
now.
House. I knit my own house. I knit my guitar. I knit my shoes.
Yeah, basically.
My pants are knit as well. My undies are knit as well. My shower and my pipe system.
Yeah. The next thing is play Quidditch. Now, let's just say you're the ultimate Harry Potter fan, and you know a solid 13 other people who are obsessed with Harry Potter as well. That is when you get together a Quidditch team. Do you remember when we had Ella on, Vaughn? We haven't talked to her in a very long time.
Of course I remember having Ella on.
We haven't talked to her in a long time, but I'm really curious to see how her Quidditch team is going, because I remember she came on and she was just like, I don't remember how she said that they assembled their team. I think she said that it was just like word of mouth, like people's told their parents and then parents told other people's parents, and then they just got like an entire team together, which is just so cool to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it, but I just think that
it seems exhausting and sweaty, and
it would be exhausting to be like organizing it, but I think that it's really cool how she was able to organize that with all these just like other kids, you know.
Yeah,
so that's very cool. The next thing is collect every chocolate frog card. So if you know, once a week, maybe you buy a chocolate frog, you have a whole collection by the end of summer, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you can trade them with your friends. The next thing is buy a wand on Etsy or at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Because they do sell a lot of wands on Etsy. Like, you can look everywhere. They have a bunch of different styles. They're also, something that I really want to do is they have Harry Potter subscription boxes that give you like merch, like
loot box, or
like loot box, yeah, and you get like wands and then just stuff like that, you know. So I think those would be very cool to, you know, subscribe to. I really would like to subscribe to one this summer. That'd be a very fun thing to do, and then we could do an unboxing on video. The next thing is play a game with Bertie Bott's Ever Flavored Beans. This would be a very fun thing.
I hate those stupid things. Like, the first one I got was like Bean Boozled. It's not necessarily Harry Potter, but it's like the normal brand.
Mm-hmm. That would be a very fun game to play with your siblings. Just all you have to do is go on Amazon. It's probably only
I don't even like jelly beans. The texture is bad.
I don't like jelly beans either, but it just seems like a fun game to play with your siblings. And you're like, okay, whoever eats the most has to buy whoever eats the least has to buy the rest of us Frosties from Wendy's. That would be fun. All right, so then the next thing I have is Harry Potter movie marathon plus themed food. So, for each movie, you have to have, like, these themed foods to go with it. I only have them for 4 movies because the series got discontinued on Pinterest. But someone made them, so I just kind of copied them. And maybe this will give you some ideas. So when you're watching Philosopher's Stone, you can eat butterbeer, Bertie Bott's every flavored beans, because that's what they eat on the train, chocolate frogs, because they eat those on the train, a Hogwarts feast, so, like, chicken, mashed potatoes, corn.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, greens. And then Harry's birthday cake.
But where's the lot? We'll take the lot.
We'll take the lot. I don't know. Oh my gosh, I love when people go, I'll take the lot. Like, when we were on a trip last week.
Yeah.
That we would go into gift stores and our friend would go, I'll take the lot. That was always great. Then we have Chamber of Secrets. This is the funnest one to me because you do pumpkin juice, sleeping draught cakes, so like yellow cake with, you know, the chocolate on top and then the chocolate sprinkles. Yeah. Those cakes always look so good in Chamber of Secrets. It always makes me hungry. A refilling plate of sandwiches and jelly slugs.
A refilling plate of sandwiches?
Just sandwiches, basically.
Okay.
This would be a good, so like you time it out so that you're doing lunch during Chamber of Secrets. And maybe for Philosopher's Stone, you do a Hogwarts Feast breakfast edition. You'd be having breakfast and lunch very closely, but it's okay. Prisoner of Azkaban, jelly slugs, Bertie Bott's every flavored beans, chocolate frogs, and mince pies. And Goblet of Fire, chicken drumsticks, Hagrid's rock cakes, pumpkin pasties, things of that sort.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it does sound very nice. And the very last thing on the list is, of course, reread the books. Perfect time to do it if you don't have anything to do. Just go into your room. Just completely lock yourself in your room. You know, take some water, take some
food. There could be a zombie apocalypse going on out there. You're going to sit in there and you're going to finish the books.
Yeah. Bring some sustenance with you. Make sure you have, like, some comfy pillows and blankets. And just get all of your Harry Potter books out and commit. Just commit to it. And just read every single one of those books. Because you won't regret it. Probably. Unless you actually do read all of them in one sitting, which I could never do. I can't read more than a chapter without at least getting up and getting a sip of water or something. So yeah, that is it for our Harry Potter summer bucket list. Hopefully this gave you some ideas, or even if you're not going to do some of these things, maybe they're inspiration for other things that you could do. You can leave us an email at insidehogwarts.com to let us know all of your thoughts on today's episode and what maybe on the summer bucket list you're going to do. Or if you have any other ideas, please let us know and we can mention them in an episode this summer. What else? You can leave us a quick review and rating on Apple Podcasts. It would help us out so much. You can check out our website, insidehogwarts.com, which I don't even want to talk about anymore. And that is it.
Remove that. We should get rid of
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I think maybe we just should. Or you know what, Vaughn? Maybe you should start helping me out with the website. Maybe I'll teach you how to use Photoshop. It'll be great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Photoshop. I want Photoshop.
Yeah.
I can do it for all sorts of things.
I can get you my photo. I can give you my Photoshop account.
Thank you.
If you promise to do the inside Hogwarts.
No, wait, so can Photoshop only be used on, like Macs? Or
yeah, it can't really be used on Chromebooks.
Okay.
Which is the only other computer we have other than this Mac that we're recording on. Uh-huh. But what do you want to Photoshop?
I don't know,
that's the concerning thing.
Some things.
Some things.
A lot of things.
Vecna. I have been watching Stranger Things season 4. So.
Vecna looks like the Grinch. He's got like a
he
dad bod.
Literally
going on.
Does. Literally does. It's very strange.
They
so.
Should have cast somebody else, or like completely CGI'd him. It would have looked so
I
much
think
better.
They did completely CGI him. That's probably why he looks like the Grinch.
He does not look CGI'd.
Maybe they just got the Grinch costume and then CGI'd the Grinch costume. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you have a good summer, and we'll see you guys next week, hopefully with the Dolores Umbridge analysis or a really good APPM analysis. I'm so excited. Okay, so yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check back every Tuesday for another episode of Inside Hogwarts.